I'm going to be opening the study session for September 13th, 2021 at 5 o'clock. And this is to discuss the final plat of Division 1 of East Maple Ridge. I'm going to remind the presenters and the council that this is a study session. It is for giving out information to the city council only. It is not for any decisions that will be made, no vote on any ordinances or rules, and there will be no discussion other than if there is a simple question. So there's no debate, and we have a very tight schedule, which I'm going to keep everybody to. So I'm going to ask Michael Jones to start and introduce this.
Thank you, Madam Mayor Pro Tem and council members. This study session has been scheduled at the request of council, and I'm just going to give a brief outline, kind of address the agenda. Staff has prepared information to address two topics: the final plat for East Maple Ridge Division 1 and the status of sewer capacity and connections on the East Plain conveyance line. While we're addressing them both tonight, these are really two separate issues. First, the final plat will be discussed in the context of compliance with subdivision regulations and the conditions of preliminary plat approval. The community development director and the public works director will reiterate their recommendations for approval and briefly outline or discuss any outstanding issues and conditions of approval that will be resolved with administrative actions following council approval. Afterwards, we'll discuss the topic of sewer capacity. Director Zemanek will briefly explain the capacity we have available and the expected rate of adding new connections that will use up that capacity. He'll also briefly discuss the sewer project timeline. Next, the city attorney and I will address the topic of sewer connections in the context of the right to connect and the authority to limit connections. The applicant has requested to address the council at the study session, and in consultation with the mayor pro tem, I've arranged to include time on the agenda for the applicant after staff has addressed each of those two topics. The agenda includes two breaks for council questions, but we really do have a tight agenda and not a lot of time. The final plat is a council action item during tonight's regular meeting. At that time, council can debate the recommendation for approval and ask further questions. So there'll be an opportunity for additional discussion later outside of the study session. We've also agendized a report on the sewer rehabilitation project during the regular meeting. So you'll have opportunities to ask specific questions to Mr. Zemanek. And in the interest of time, unless it's really directly relevant to what's happening in the study session, I encourage you to wait until the regular meeting to ask questions related to the sewer project and the timeline. That's all I have. And if Director Prochner, if you'd please roll us into the next item.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Manager. Good evening, Madam Mayor Pro Tem and also council members. This request for final plat approval for Division 1, which is comprised of phases 1 through 3 of the East Maple Ridge preliminary plat and plan unit development, is really a milestone in the city's long-range planning efforts for the East Plain subarea. As council is aware, that started in 1996 with the annexation of the subarea, the establishment in 2005 and amendments in 2010 to the developers agreement for the East Maple Ridge PUD, the adoption in 2009 of the East Plain Infrastructure Plan with the city, and which has informed the scope of improvements for the East Maple Ridge project, the original 2010 approval by the Council of the East Maple Ridge Preliminary Plat and PUD, the approvals that were again granted in 2020, and now this request in 2021 for the creation of the lots in Division 1 vis-a-vis the acceptance of the final plat by Council. The CDS department does recommend that during the regular meeting this evening that council consider approving the final plat and also accept the dedication of park, open space, and related easements in Division 1. CDS has determined that the final plat application, as conditioned, has met the legal, the factual, and the procedural requirements of both state and local codes, and that because of this compliance, the plat will serve both the public use and the public interest. CDS has included a draft conditions of approval in the ordinance for council's consideration at its regular meeting this evening. Specifically, that subsequent to council approval of the final plat, but prior to recording, the CDS will require the applicant to complete minor textual red lines to the plat check prints and also complete final corrections to the text of the draft CCNRs. Thank you, and I'll go ahead and turn it over to Director Zemanek to discuss Public Works recommendation of approval for the East Maple Ridge plat.
Good evening, Mayor Pro Tem and council members. So tonight, I'll take it over to give you an update from the public works perspective. This project is approximately over 80% complete. Still has some significant work that is remaining to be done before the final Mylar signage. Those are known as conditions of the approval. And we have a number of items broken down into the conditions of approval and those that'll come later after the Mylar is signed, as known as bonding issues. So in order to move the project forward, we've worked with the contractor numerous times to develop the attachment E that's in your package, which is made up of the conditions of approval that ensures that this project site is safe, that the utilities can be provided before recording of the plat. And after the bonding list is completed, indicates that the items will be bonded and completed after the recording. A number of items on this list, to just give you an example, include what I'll consider some soft issues, such as cottage parking striping and wheel stops. I won't go over the whole list. Stall traffic control, signs, bars, crosswalks, revise the final plat for check prints and easement documents, provide reflective tape to entrance barriers. Some of the more important ones on this list are complete the deed of conveyance and complete the CC and Rs. There is one item that I must bring to your attention, and that's the deferment of a sewer update, which was described on the preliminary plat condition updates at 14th Street. And after analysis is complete, and the developer will be required to design and construct a sewer that connects from the end of the East Plains sewer pipe to SR 543. This condition of approval, and this is important, will need to be met as the project develops. And we will notify the developer of the needed timelines to complete this item, which means this particular pipeline will probably fall into the timeline of during Division 2 or possibly even Division 3. Again, it's all depending upon our department keeping a check on what is taking place, number of buildings that are built, and so on and so forth. Lastly, Public Works final plat recommendation. All the remaining punched lists do not substantially affect the access, utility service or use, development, or sale of the lots within the subdivision. All remaining items will be completed or bonded prior to the recording of the final plat. And the Public Works Department for the City of Blaine recommends approval of the proposed final plat, respectfully submitted, Bernie Zimanek. So I'll now turn this next part over to, I believe it's Skip, according to my
That's
agenda
correct.
Here. Is that correct?
Yes.
And,
yes, correct.
So Mr. Jensen, I'll ask you to go to the next part. Mr. Jensen, can you hear us?
You're muted. Hello?
Skip, you're still muted.
Okay, now can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yes.
Okay.
So, Mr. Jensen, I just turned this over to you after the Public Works piece, and it is your time to present any specific questions or concerns concerning any of the proposed conditions.
No, we thank the staff for revising the information and the ordinance that we requested, and we're happy with the outcome, and I don't really have anything to add to your comments on the plot itself. So thank you, everybody.
If that is the case, then thank you, Ms. Skip, for that. And I will now open it up to the City Council. You have between 5 and 10 minutes then to ask specific questions to either Skip or any of the staff members if you have any concerns. No concerns at the moment. Everybody is very succinct in their presentations. Therefore, we will go on to the second part of this so that in case there are more questions that come out of the second part, we then will have more time to deal with them. So I'm going back then to Public Works Director, Mr. Zemaniak, to continue on with the second half of this.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. So I'm going to give just a very quick update. During the council session, I'll give a little bit more deeper dive in terms of design going forward on the sewer project. But at this point in time, in working with our design engineering, we're designing through 2021. We're still on the same schedule that we talked about early on when we started this. We have completed all our data acquisition. I think I mentioned that at the last meeting. We're now putting that together and starting on the design fundamentals of pipes and pipe sizes and accesses and so on and so forth. We're still on target to bid early 2022 with a spring summer construction time period. So nothing much has changed there. As you know, I try to give these updates every 2 weeks. And at the same time, the city engineer and manager of engineering, Mr. Greg Berg, is on the phone with me with our design engineer every 2 weeks, going over the particulars of the design and how we're moving forward. So we're staying on top of this as much as we can. So that's the simple report that we're basically on schedule and proceeding to the timeline that we've discussed earlier in the summer of 2022. You might remember when we found out that we had a problem with some of the lines here and what I'll call the older section or the flat section of the city of Blaine, and brought that to your attention, that our calculations had shown in our review of what the conditions were, that we would set 200 ERUs available between now and the end of the construction cycle that we feel we could manage based on the history of building that we've seen in Blaine over the last 10 years. This was borne out by a chart or bar chart that was shown by Stacy Kratchner early at the end of the year, the beginning of the year, and looking at some of the new residential trends. And we've seen everything from a low in a 10-year period from 16 residential units being built to a high of 76 in 2018. As of today, we have had requests for 35 sewer units to date, and 15 of those have been from the Semiyama area. So if you remember, we have two major lines of conveyance in the city, if you will. The area that's tying in East Maple Ridge, which I'm calling the flat area and the older part of town. And then the other conveyance, which is through Semiyama, which is a separate line. So even though we're looking at 200 units, we're keeping tracks of which ones are being requested for on the problem area we're having versus the non-problem area. However, right now we're just throwing that 200 number out there as a benchmark, and as we go forward, we'll keep tabs of where the sewer breakdowns are. But as of today, 35, and of those, 15 in the Semiyama area. So the proposed timeline to build a fix, as I mentioned earlier, is still a correct time as far as we know, as far as from our engineering staff. So we're looking at a summer 2022 of spring and summer of 2022 to build and complete this construction project. That's all I have, Mayor Pro Tem.
Thank you. So I will go back then to the city planner, Mr. Jones, and I think he's going to bring in a city attorney as well.
Madam Mayor Pro Tem, I'll just ask John, the city attorney, to make some comments generally, and then I have a few to follow up as well.
Certainly. Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. You know, the question here is the entitlement to connect or the vesting regarding the right to connect to the city's sewer system. And address this question broadly and generally in regard to all properties and developments in the city. And these responses and the issues for the city are to apply uniformly and consistently for all properties and projects in the city, although there's differences depending upon the sewer lines that are served, as Bernie mentioned. Previously, we expressed to council our view that a plat does not vest to the right to connect to the sewer system until such time as a utility request is filed with the city. That request is approved and all applicable fees are paid. And this rule, our view, applies to all properties in Blaine. We were asked to obtain an outside legal review of our interpretation of the city code. And we provided that to you from Steve DeJulio with the Foster Garvey firm. It's formerly the Foster Pepper firm in Seattle. After having that letter, which we received and circulated this morning, our review remains unchanged and was supported by Mr. DeJulio. A preliminary plat does not vest a right to connect to the sewer system, regardless of any new conditions that may arise. Similarly, an approved final plat is governed by the city code, and that approval does not guarantee, under all circumstances, a sewer connection in the future. Neither a preliminary plat nor a final plat approval establishes a priority to connect between competing requests. For instance, I'll just give you an example. The city does not reserve connection or capacity for the Lincoln Park plat, which was approved some years ago, ahead of the East Maple Ridge plat that you're going to consider tonight, if you approve it. The Lincoln Park doesn't have a priority over East Maple Ridge. It's who comes in to sign the utility request. The approval of a final plat and the lots therein remain subject to the conditions of the plat, as well as all city code provisions and regulations. City regulations applicable to platted lots relate to sewer connections are found in BMC 1308, and particularly and specifically 1308-400 and 410. These regulations provide that a permit is required for connection, and that permit only follows an applicant's submission of the utility a building permit application and submission and of an utility request application and the approval of that request by the city public works director and the applicant's payments of all fees. I don't have anything further to add.
And it's back to you, Mr. Jones.
Thank you. Just a little bit about fees and other projects activity. As council is aware, staff is working on developing a charge designed to reimburse the wastewater capital fund and the electric capital fund for recent expansion into East Blaine. We've had a couple of meetings over the past several months, study sessions and regular meetings where we presented some information. That project that extended the sewer trunk line and installed the backbone for electric service expansion benefits certain properties in the East Blaine planning area. And we would anticipate that council would likely adopt a fee related to that, reimbursing those capital funds for that work done by the city. We'll be bringing that forward as an action item in a future meeting. Also, as discussed by Mr. Zemanek, the city's currently designing a sewer line rehabilitation project. That maintenance and rehabilitation is the responsibility of the existing sewer customers. Monthly fees from existing customers will fund the sewer conveyance rehabilitation, just as they fund the existing treatment capacity and maintenance and operations. As new people come online, they become part of those existing customers and they pay for things like the operations of the wastewater treatment plant. That responsibility to pay for sewer operations and sewer overhead includes debt repayment. Sewer connection fees or general facility fees that are charged to developing properties within the city, including those in East Maple Ridge, are not going to be used to fix the collapsed sewer line that has created the sewer capacity concerns. The responsibility for maintaining the system lies with the existing customers. We will be discussing that further when we present the funding alternatives for the project currently under design. You know, Mr. Zemanek has talked with you about that a number of times. that we have this project coming. The cost of that project is still subject to the design. And then ultimately it will be subject to things like bidding the project and soil conditions and weather, things that happen during construction. Director Heverling, our finance director, will be working, he already is actually working on developing funding alternatives, and he'll be presenting that soon to the finance committee of the city council and getting some direction there. And then ultimately we'll be bringing that forward so that when Public Works Department bids the project in early 2022, we will have by then identified the funding mechanism to pay for that project based upon the estimated expense. So there's a lot of issues there with sewer. There's the expansion of the system that's recently been developed out into East Lane. While some of that was paid by the state, some of that was also paid by the city. We'll be looking to ask council to create a reimbursement mechanism so that those capital funds remain whole and the city can continue to expand services and have adequate money for maintenance of the system through the capital program. We also have the rehabilitation project that we discussed multiple times. And that's a separate issue related to financing, which we'll be bringing forward to you in the future. So lots going on there with sewer and lots of potential expense related to that. If you have any questions for us on any of the issues related to sewer, we'd be happy to answer those at this time. Or actually, perhaps, Madam Mayor Pro Tem, it would be best to see if the applicant has any comments, whatever is your wish.
Absolutely. Mr. Jansen, you have now an opportunity to present your concerns or whatever on the second part of our presentation.
Okay, well, we responded to the city attorney's letter received a few days ago, and so we basically our point was to be on record that we strongly disagree with the conclusions and the legal opinion that's been put out there. And I think Inger Brockman, who's here, has done a good job of laying out those. So I'm not going to go back and try to bring any of those points. I want to say to the council that my wife Katie and I bought this property subject to preliminary plat approval. So we closed on this property after the preliminary plat approval was obtained. And there was some representations made by the staff, and it's covered in the correspondence that we relied on. And we had a right to rely on it, and that went into our decision making. Now, so I just wanted to point that out. We've cleaned up the ordinance and the disagreements that we have. So basically, we're encouraging the council to give us final plat approval and move this thing forward. The Public Works Director has said that he's got capacity to handle this phase, so we can hopefully this rest of this argument will never come to a head if we don't, as long as everything falls into place as far as the fixes that you're making. So we're the only thing that we would suggest, and that we brought up with Mr. Jones and I don't know how to say Bernie's last name, but Mr. Bernie, is that we would encourage, them to have a backup plan just in case these fixes don't happen. And I think they've already been talking about possible ways of pumping around manholes in case of an emergency where, that there is a capacity. So I think everybody's looking at those options and hopefully all the timing will work out. So we're not going to go be at heads, but we did want to be on record that we strongly disagree with the conclusions that are put forth. And we just wanted to be on the record. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson, for your presentation. I think I can speak for all of us on the City Council in saying that we have read your letters and we have duly noted the statements you are making. And we look forward at some point in the future when this project moves forward to revisiting that when the time comes. Our focus for this evening really is to approve the Division One of final plat for your East Maple Ridge. And I think that's going to be our focus for this evening. And we will put our attention towards that. But if there are any City Council members that would like to ask any of the staff who have presented or Mr. Johnson any questions, now is a good time rather than waiting till we discuss the ordinance at the general meeting. So anybody would like to speak, please make yourself known.
I wouldn't mind Michael giving a synopsis of where he thinks things should be at.
Mr. Jones?
Mr. May, I'm not quite sure what you mean.
Does the city manager have any comments he'd like to share with council that would be helpful at this time?
My recommendation would be the same as Ms. Pratchner and Mr. Zemanix, and that's that the project is ready for approval. And regarding sewer, we are, as we've said, working on it thoroughly and anticipate having it ready for much future development by the end of next summer, next fall, perhaps.
Well, that sounds all in order.
Madam Mayor, I believe you would like to ask a question?
Yeah, well, it's just kind of a statement. We've worked really hard. Staff has worked really hard on this, along with Mr. and Mrs. Johnson. And I just appreciate all the hours from both, from all entities that went into this to make it as clear as possible to council. I'm looking forward to this thing moving along. And, you know, as the Mayor Pro Tem said, our decision tonight is on the approval of the final plat. And regardless of any disagreements on the preliminary plat outcome of what our attorneys have told us and the disagreement there, I'm looking at this where this whole sewer issue is just going to be moot come spring and summer at the latest. And that this will all have been put in place and there just won't be anything to discuss any further. So I'm thinking positively about this. And I, you know, our public works director doesn't seem to anticipate any issues with this rolling right along and meeting our schedule. So that's what I'm hoping and looking forward to and looking at it very optimistically. This is just going to be a moot issue by that time.
I like that idea.
Madam Mayor, we concur with you.
Yes, and I would just like to say, to remind everybody that this is a very, very important project, both for the city of Blaine, the citizens of Blaine, and for the Johnson family. And we on the City Council are very cognizant of that. The future of Blaine is really dependent on housing for people that may come to work here and live here. And therefore your project, Mr. Johnson, is of utmost importance to us. And that is why when a problem was discovered with the sewer, our full attention was shifted from COVID and everything else directly to this project to try and make sure that we were able to provide you with what you needed to continue your project. And I can assure you that we will continue to do so. And we really look forward to seeing the final outcome of all of this for the benefit of Blaine.
Thank you.
Are there any more discussions or questions from anybody on either side or from any members of the City Council? If that's the case, then I will close the study session at 5:30 p.m. and we have a half hour break before the City Council starts.